11. I'm a good person. I will go to heaven. If some random person knocked on your front door and said, "I am a good person, therefore I should stay at your house," what would you say? No. So why do you expect God to? Now, if you had a good relationship with them, and they wouldn't hurt anyone in the house, then maybe you would allow them to stay. However, if you don't know them, then you would not, no matter how good they say that are. Now let's talk about being good. Compared to others, you might be good, but according to God's standard, you are not. Test yourself on 2 of the 10 commandments. Have you ever lied? Have you ever stolen? Everyone has, and this makes you a lying thief. This is only 2 of the 10 commandments. God's standard through Yeshua is much higher. Have you ever looked at someone's wife or husband other than your own to lust after them? If you have, you have also committed adultery, and this makes you a lying, thieving adulteress. The point is, everyone has fallen, and all need to be cleansed of this rebellion. There is only one soul cleaner that has the power to cleanse us, that is, Yeshua, God's Son. Now if you reject him, then there is no cleansing but a fearful expectation of receiving the consequences for that rebellion. For all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.